שלום לכם, אנחנו בישיבת כתבים.
Hello and thanks for joining us on the writer's meeting with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello.
אירועי היום ירושלים רשמו אתמול שיא חדש.
Jerusalem Day events set a new record yesterday within 5 hours. Terrorist organizations in Gaza fired about 150 rockets at Israel. The IDF resumed attacks in Gaza, and today there's no school in many parts of the country. Yesterday we went to sleep with missile alerts, and today we got up to a new war, a new operation called the Guardian of Walls. And missiles are continuing to be fired at Israel and they're injured. How is it that we come to this point again and again? We didn't solve any problem, so why should we come to any other point? We didn't solve anything, just like we were. From before the establishment of the state of Israel even, we are in the same state. In a face-to-face collision between Arabs and Jews, and only sometimes there are such changes as a result of the influence of the world, but actually the hate from Arabs toward Jews is constant and ever-growing. And if they understand that they can hurt us more than they do it, it depends either on the American government or a few more other governments. And, you know, weapons, armament, that's it. Nothing changes. We're all the time in the same state where we are opposed to one another. And we can't draw from them any other kind of attitude. Softer, closer to us. Because for that, we have to bestow onto them the force of good. And this force of good is not in our hands. Could be, but it's not there. And therefore, on part of the wisdom of Kabbalah, we have to see the Arabs and, in general, the rest of the world that's against us, including all anti-Semites and everyone, as the upper force, that it is in the hands of the upper force by which the Creator is pushing us in order to finally force us to change our attitude to the world and Him. Through criticizing ourselves, understanding that first and foremost, we have to change our attitude toward each other, to help one another, to reach the love of Israel internally, and from that to understand what loving the world means, what love toward the rest of mankind means, and through it also to the upper force, and then we will see that the entire hope of peace, wholeness, perfection, connection, embrace, a good future, that it is all in our hands, only we don't know how to use it. What does it mean to impart good attitude toward the Arabs? It sounds like bleeding hearts. You can't bestow good onto the Arabs. Not at all. No one will hear you. We hear this for thousands of years and also here in Israel for the past, suppose, 100 years. You can't do it. Only on condition that you will reach, first of all, brotherly love among Jews. And from that, you will bestow, you will influence the Arabs in a good and nice way. And through your connection to the Arabs, you will also influence the rest of the world of reality. And then everything will work out just fine. So much so that suddenly the ecology will be okay, economy, different things in the world. The eruption of volcanoes, different things. It will all calm down. Wars around the world will come to an end. Divorce, hate of different sorts and kinds. It all depends on how Jews relate to each other. The war is actually between us. You're really suggesting a comprehensive solution here. I want to ask specifically about the problem here in Israel. The Hamas moved to firing missiles. They initiated the first move against Israel, and incitement brought the Israeli Arabs to go out, take to the streets, start hurting Jews, police officers in Jaffa. They threw rocks in other places. They started fires in Wadi Ara. They tried to run over police officers, and even the Bedouins joined these riots. Why is this happening precisely now? Is there a specific reason? Precisely now, I don't think that there's a specific reason. There's just an opportunity. So they do it. There's an opportunity on our part that we are in greater disputes than usual between us, both in terms of our very special government. And accordingly, we also awaken external forces, meaning we argue with each other. Everything begins from us. Everything. We're in the center of the world, in everyone's sights. We're actually the ones that incite the world, deviate the world toward hate, toward the lack of connection due to the hate between us and the lack of connection between us. And so the world instinctively turns to us and demands of us to disappear off the face of this earth altogether. They want to tell us, we're fed up with you. Disappear.
Okay. זה שאין לישראל ממשלה כרגע.
The fact that Israel has no government right now, does it influence the situation? Of course it does. It just shows how incapable we are of connecting between us, the hate that exists between us, the separation. And this is what determines by waves coming from the Israeli government and to the furthest circles in Israel and then to the rest of the world. This causes mutual hate, rejection, distance, and etc. The terror in Jerusalem and the missiles from Gaza really exploded the idea of maybe we'll come together into some kind of a unity, united government. Each politician only thinks, how can he use this to his own benefit? That's it. Nothing else. What else has to happen in order to wake us up? In order for us to come together, to rule, to do something together? We have to understand that the hope of peace and our life, the life of our children and grandchildren, completely depends on the measure to which we get along with one another, the measure to which we reach brotherly love. We will come to love the world, and through that, even possible to say, loving the Creator, the upper force, and then that force will spread, will be discovered in all of our ties, in the nation of Israel, and in mankind. In short, we're to blame for all the problems in the world. The nations of the world are right that we're to blame for everything, and we have no choice, but the quicker we get to know this and not throw their hate toward us back at them, but that we'll take it and understand that we're the ones awakening the hate by our behavior. The more correctly we do it and understand how can we correct it, we will be able to come out of this state. Otherwise, it's something eternal. And this state will remain until we will understand how to heal it. The thing is that we already have very thick skin, the Israelis. We see, you know, frightening pictures and missiles are being thrown at us. And still, it doesn't make any change. You know, you're saying children, grandchildren, we don't feel it. Our ego that's growing all the time gives us thick skin, as you say. And this is how we relate to each other. The nation in this current state really feels complete helplessness. The nation has the right to vote. They go vote, the politicians sit. But this nation has no brains, and therefore their right of vote doesn't really help them, but to the contrary, it deteriorates them. It causes the deterioration of the nation. And what is the result that we chose? We also supported Biden, the people of Israel here mostly. And we see after 100 days in office what's going on, and it's only the beginning. And all of our bleeding hearts are really following him. And we'll have the same here with our government. The same. If we continue this way, then according to all of the forces of nature, such relations will be arranged for such a government that will lead us to a state where we will get more and more blows in the field. And you can say maybe the more blows, the more quickly we'll learn what we have to do. Not true. We don't learn from it. We're not learning from the blows. It's not like any other nation. The Arabs, they learn from blows. And Jews don't. They repeat the same state. Because their correction is on the corporeal level, and our correction has to be on the spiritual level. And therefore, they learn and don't repeat the same mistakes. And we do repeat the same mistakes. What? Exactly. The exact same mistakes. But the nation, in order to be able to think about something spiritual, they need security. And here, 70-80% voted for a government that will give them security. How can a government give security? What do they have? They have something in their pocket they're not giving. No government. There is no force in the world that can give security to the people of Israel. No such thing in our world.
No.
Simply, there isn't. And we are also incapable of using the security that nature brings us, the Creator. We had confidence, we had security in the form of Trump. We threw him away, we disregarded him. And against him, in parallel to him, here we had Bibi. The same. Meaning those forces that protected us, that somehow controlled the world in a good and nice way in relation to Israel, to the nation of Israel, we ourselves simply threw them out of power. And now we're going to eat it. Because it's impossible to bring these things back. I see ahead very, very difficult times for which we will pay dearly. And also, I doubt that someone will learn a lesson from it. So how does the balance of forces work? Because it seems as though the fewer forces that want to throw off Trump or Bibi, they're the ones that eventually control the situation. How does the balance of forces in the nation of Israel work? I don't have the power to explain it, really. I don't have the strength for it. I talked about this many times. No one hears. And unfortunately, this is our history. So we'll pay for it with a few more thousands of bodies, casualties, and wars, and bombs, missiles that will fall on us, different things. It's only the beginning. It's not a war yet. It's nothing. But we, along with the current American government, can really find ourselves in a face-to-face confrontation with all the countries around us. We forgot what it means to be in war with Jordan, for example, with Lebanon, with Syria, with Turkey, with everyone, up to Morocco, from Morocco to Afghanistan, to Pakistan. We were once in war with 22 or 24 countries. Today it's different than how things were during the Six-Day War. Today it's different. And we're behaving as if we have no problem. The question is still, we started talking about the citizens here in Israel, that Jews simply have no brains. Someone who sits at home, watches what is going on, he's exploding on the inside. What do we have to do in order not to come to this general war? A person, through our writers, has to connect to us and get an explanation. Why is it happening in general and to him? And that there will be plenty articles of ours, only that we meticulously check what's written there, that it will all go through scrutiny and everything necessary, and only then will it be published, and that they'll get an explanation of what is going on, and where is the true salvation for the people of Israel, where it really is. Suppose for you, Miss Shelley, in the meantime, I'm not recommending you to write. If you're writing about the solution, things like that, I do not recommend you to write in the meantime. Why? Because you write in such a way that it is not, it's not good. Not good. It has to be written in such a way that people will understand that it is to their benefit, and what exactly do they have to do, and how to change from the inside on the outside. In short, well, we'll talk about this later.
אני רוצה ככה לשאול, אצלנו עכשיו אין בית ספר, הילדים נמצאים בבית, וכאילו באופן...
There's no school, kids are at home now, and we kind of got used to this. Those that are living in the south are kind of used to it, but what's frightening is that you see that in such cities where Arabs and Jews live together, like Ramle, like Lod, there are riots there and something shattered. Maybe it was never right, but now it's shattering. What's the next stage? Will it be possible to go back to living together? It wasn't living together, and all of our governments should stop talking about this nonsense, stop stupefying us. There is no coexistence, and there never was. Simply, there was good security, there were police officers and guards that did not allow things to break out, but there was no coexistence. What is that? We like hiding the truth from ourselves and painting everything pink. No such thing. There's hate on part of the Arabs and the nations of the world toward Israel, just like the hate of the ego toward the force of bestowal, that there's nothing more opposed than these things. We don't know the source, and they don't understand the source for all this hate. There is a collision that there is nothing greater in nature, that we have plus and minus, water and fire, day and night. These are all in all tiny examples of the resistance, the collision between the nature of Israel and the nature of the nations of the world. And therefore, we need to understand this and learn about this. And not that it's better not to see it, not to talk about it, not to heat things up. It won't help. So once again, we reach a state where, oh, the cities of Ramle and Lod. What is that? When were things ever good there and quiet? We lived there all these years under guard. Guard. And we can't reach love with Arabs, just like we can't reach love with Jews. We have to know how to do it and to consistently build relations of bestowal, that we want to be in bestowal. And if we won't, then it won't happen. Look at our government and it'll be clear to you that it really presents to us the true picture of the nation of Israel. So there's much beyond this eternal dispute. We, in practice, very explicitly continue this eternal dispute between the forces of reception and the forces of bestowal. I'm not even talking about this world, the nations in this world, but these are the two forces of nature that we see how they are coming closer together. Maybe on the way there will be nuclear bombs and other things, but eventually we will reach a state of one opposite the other, one against the other, in a way that we will need to heal, cure it. And what suffering has to come, what disasters have to be revealed, I can't say and don't want to think about it, but really, I don't see that in the meantime, the nation of Israel is learning anything or wants to hear something. Still, what is in the ability of the nation of Israel to do in the current situation? The nation of Israel, if you know what to do with them, then listen to what the wisdom of Kabbalah says, because it is the inner method of the existence of the people of Israel. What is the sharpest, clearest thing as Kabbalah students we have to say right now? That we need to search, and we have that in the wisdom of Kabbalah, for how to come closer to each other and at least acknowledge that the law of love another as yourself is the law by which the nation of Israel lives by. Because, and without it, it can't exist. It was founded according to this law that was discovered by Abraham and implemented among his group of students, which is the foundation for the birth of the people of Israel. And if we do not keep it, then as a nation, we do not exist. And therefore, everything in which we exist in right now, it's only in order to force us to come to keep that law of love another as yourself. Love your fellow man as yourself. That's all there is. And this is something that will clear up more and more. From a different angle, the United States is calling upon Israel to use precaution and patience. The entire world will tell you the same. And they'll be right. Because it seems to everyone that Israel is the one awakening all of these cruel things that are going on. That's how they see it. So on their part, it's the right advice that military-wise we have to show restraint. And in their opinion, we have to altogether get up and leave. Deep inside, they feel that we're standing in their way. It's like something stuck in your eye. You got something stuck in your eye and you have to get rid of it. You simply can't stand it. That's how they feel our existence. And because of us, the Middle East is becoming the most painful point in the world. And we'll discover this more and more because this is the only place in which the entire world has a problem. And for them, the best thing is to finish us off, only they can't. The thing is that they simply can't, because precisely from this point has to spread the method of correction to the rest of the world, and the entire world around this point of connection will come to the desired correction. But really, what they want is to finish with it once and for all, like Hitler wanted to do in Europe, the same way all around the world. Eventually, this is what it says in the prophecy of Isaiah, that all the nations of Israel will rise against Israel, wanting to destroy it, etc.
Norma.
כן, המרגל המשוחרר, יונתן פולארד,
The released spy, Jonathan Pollard, was a guest of honor, and he expressed himself very harshly against the American government that he called enemies, anti-Semites. They want to destroy Israel. These are our enemies. And many of them are sitting in Biden's government. He said, we're talking about the Amalek. They hate us in an unbelievable way. If so, then is the American government the Amalek against us? I don't want to say Amalek or not Amalek. I don't want to say that Pollard understands something about this and that what he's saying is correct, but that by nature you have no, there's no one who likes Israel, but they hate Israel less than Israelis hate each other. There's nothing worse. There is no greater enemy or hater toward the nation of Israel than the nation of Israel itself. And it's not just words. It's really so. Here in Israel, we still have an illusion that we have partners. We have no partner anywhere in the world. We don't and will not have, because we're behaving in an incorrect way. In no country, in no nation, and even the nation of Israel itself, in the nation of Israel itself, we have no partner, we have no forces by which we can connect and reach correction. We are really in a very difficult situation. There was never such a bad state like now, even during the times of Obama, even during his cadence, that was and remained a hater of Israel, a real anti-Semite, but not that much, because then, against him, there were other forces in the American government and in Israel, and today you don't have that. We've arranged it so that the forces of so-called Democrats, they're just called that way, they're very powerful, and they can allow themselves to do anything they feel like. And they're doing it systematically.
ובישראל יש להם גם כן תמיכה.
And in Israel, they have support too.
מה זאת אומרת?
Meaning what?
בממשלת ישראל.
They have support from the Israeli government and the government. You have plenty of Democrats, leftists, with different such opinions. That eventually are against the existence of the state of Israel, even though that they live in the country of Israel. And I'm talking about Jews, not Arabs. So why is it that we are our greatest enemy, as you said before? Because we exist in a corrupted way. We are not Jews and we are not Israel, but we are corrupted Jews and Israelis, and therefore we hate ourselves. We really impart bad upon ourselves. And that's the only thing that we can do until we will start correcting ourselves. And to the measure of our correction, we will start doing right, correct things, we'll start coming closer to one another, and then maybe we will cause the world to reach correction. So it depends on what we project. It's like a mirror. The way we behave, that is the attitude toward us from the outside. No, from the outside, the attitude toward us is like to the source of all evil in the world. But why do we exist? It's because in the future, we have to be the source of good in the world. Only in the meantime, we are not causing ourselves to shift to the form of good. Are we like a mirror, meaning the behavior of the people of Israel reflects upon the behavior of the nations of the world? If we could start changing now in the direction of mutual bestowal and connection, and that this is how this force of good will influence as an example to the rest of the nations, then undoubtedly the rest of the world would change accordingly.
תודה.
אולי שאלה אחרונה כדי לסגור את הנושא, כי נראה שהימים לא שקטים.
It seems that turbulent times are up ahead. What is your recommendation for the nation of Israel? My recommendation is to understand what do we exist for? What is our inner force? Why does it now exist negatively and works against us? What do we have to learn from it? In what direction to change? How to help each other to be in this good change? And then we'll come to a good life. This change can be very swift. Very swift. No problem. Everything depends on us. That's the problem, that the change itself depends on the nation of Israel, that are most corrupted from all nations. And we have to see in the world, wherever there is evil in the world, it is a projection of our own evil. Because in the world, there is no other body that can do good or bad in the world and whatever. From the worst to the best, always it is a projection from the nation of Israel, and therefore from us. There is a demand from all nations, from everyone, because they feel that the bad that they're experiencing is because of us. And you can look and say, wait a moment, what do I have to do with you being in conflict with one another? Why am I to blame for things not working out for you? I don't even know where you live or exist or anything. Nonetheless, they point at you from their heart. They feel that you are the source for the most particular problem that they're experiencing, and we learn from the wisdom of Kabbalah how true it is. Thank you for the explicit explanation. We talked about the problems here in Israel, but in the world there are big problems too. It is all a result of us, our own projection. Starting with the explosions of volcanoes and what happens in some universe, it's all Jews. And it's not called anti-Semitism, but the way Kabbalah looks at the world, that there's none else besides him at the top, and the nation of Israel at the bottom, and one depends on the other. We invited our friend, our dear friend, your student, Shamil, who immigrated to Israel from India, and he would like to share about what's going on with the corona in India and ask a few questions so we can write and disseminate about it. Shamil will talk English, Chaim will translate. Shamil, please. Still don't learn Hebrew? I can't talk Hebrew, but I can't say all the words, but I try. What, you talk at work English? No, only Hebrew. My work, only Hebrew. I learned all of my Hebrew from work. Talk English. To me, it's not important. Hello, Rav. Hello, everyone.
To give you all an update about the coronavirus. The situation there has come up to very worst level, where there is around 400,000 cases every day in India.
בהודו המצב מאוד מאוד מחמיר, יש כ-400,000 מקרי קורונה חדשים ביום.
And the situation is coming to really a point where also even my own parents got corona, a lot of my friends have died in very young ages, and you know the situation has become very bad there.
המצב מאוד מאוד מחמיר, ההורים שלי שניהם חלו בקורונה. והם יצאו מזה, אבל הרבה חברים שלי חלו ומתו בגיל צעיר מהמחלה.
אז השאלה היא שלמה זה ככה חרב, כי אני לא מבין ש...
So the question, why is it that way? Why does India deserve this situation?
כן, הודו זה באמת נמצאת במצב מיוחד, אבל אני רוצה לשאול לפי...
India is really in a special state, but by statistics, I want to ask, you're talking about the numbers of infections per day. Are we talking about, in relation to the number of people in the country, is it a lot or not? I think that it's a lot, because at first the numbers were much lower. The problem is that people weren't concerned with, you know, keeping their social distance, they met during the holidays, got together, and now, because of the second wave that's coming to the country, now they understand that, okay, it's not something that's going to disappear, but it's something that's really can affect each and every person. And the situation there is very bad. Why is it so? We understand that it's statistics, but... Look, I never saw anywhere such an amount of people that are so close to each other. Wherever I was, suppose in southern Russia, you know, Asia. In all those places, nonetheless, people are keeping some kind of a distance between them, are kind of keeping basic hygiene. Things are, you know, cleaner, there's more hygiene, and also the holidays that they celebrate and the customs that they have, because in India it's all very tight, very close. You leave the city, then you have distance between the people. You enter the city, it's simply such an amount of people on such a little piece of land that these are conditions that it's no problem for a virus to pass from person to person. I think that that's the condition. I understand that also in China, things aren't much better. But in China, because they are an obedient nation and that the government knows how to put pressure and work the people, whereas in India, it's not according to the character of the nation or their culture or history or education, and therefore it's a problem. In China, if you have to kill a million people, then you do, and you stop the pandemic. But in India, it's a problem. With all the customs and all of these forms of that the nations used to, it's very hard. When will it end? Again, it all depends only on Jews, but still, locally, to improve the situation, I don't know how is it possible. Because a country of more than a billion people, to start arranging it, it's a problem. In China, it's much harder. There, if not by love another as yourself, then by mutual responsibility. That's it. If you don't care for the other person, we simply kill you. You know, laws like in Russia. It's possible to legislate such, instill such laws in the nation forcefully, whereas in India, there's no infrastructure for it.
A question, because you know there are. You are right, Rav. There are some countries where they have some sense of responsibility, some sense of care for each other. But in India, there is no sense of the people give more importance to their traditions, to their religion, and not even trying to understand their own neighbor. So how? Why is it like that? What can we do to make the situation better?
אתה באמת צודק, יש מדינות שבהן יש תחושה של אחריות הדדית, אבל בהודו זה לא קיים, אנשים יותר עסוקים במסורת שלהם, בדתות שלהם.
כן.
למה זה ככה ואיך אפשר לשנות את זה?
זה אופי של העם, אי אפשר לעשות כלום.
It's the character of the nation, you can't do anything. The Chinese were never religious.
אף פעם לא היו דתיים, מה שהיה להם.
What they had from the times of Confucius and so on. And these are merely forms of behavior in the nation on the level of this world. Whereas in India, they're all in spirit, above the ground. And therefore, it's hard to unite people there according to some one principle. I don't understand much about it. I'm not specifically getting into it on the corporeal level, so I don't know. I think that there's nothing to do. Simply, the whole world has to help them to finish with this pandemic. And then, nonetheless, to try to consistently maybe change somewhat their customs that can really endanger the health of the nation, of the Indian people. There's no such thing, by the way, as an Indian nation. There's so many nations that exist together in the same territory, each with their own customs, that it's something that's, and in general, this entire area, it's very problematic. And of course, Jews are to blame for all of it. No matter what you say, try to do a simple thing, correct to some extent, a little bit, the relationships in the nation of Israel, their relations, and see the results in India. We see that in the world, people are looking for spirituality. They come to India to look for spirituality. But the question is, If it says that there's spirituality in India, then how is it that the corona comes there? That's not spirituality. It's not. And in general, until the world will be corrected, you will not be able to say, ah, you see, in this area there's no corona because they're more spiritual. No, not necessarily. In the meantime, it all happens according to how things are in the field. If you have a strong government that determines things, then you have that. If not, you don't. You see, even in Northern Europe, in Sweden and all those places, there too the situation isn't that great. Corona comes in order to treat us very extensively until we will understand how can we shift from the state in which we existed for thousands of years to a state called the last generation. And therefore this virus will get other different changes, modifications, and gradually it'll go over us in its different new renewing forms. I don't think that I'll see its end in my lifetime altogether. Don't think so. Only it'll repeat in more extended periods of time, different periods of time, because that's what we teach mankind. You can't teach such a vast mass of how to behave differently, and every time mankind learns something from it, you see the changes that occurred in the world as a result of the first blow of the corona, in economy, and the relationships between people, the relationships between parents and children, schools, how this virus cleaned all of mankind of several things that were needless. How it arranged us in such a way that we can sit at home and so on. Now you'll see the continuity will come. And that's how we'll see that we're changing only due to the viruses, thanks to the viruses. We see that there is a very good connection between Israel and India. They took all the Jews from the Bnei Menashe, the sons of Menashe, and they want to help them immigrate to Israel. The question is, how can Israel help India and the rest of the world? Only internally. If we connect with one another and develop between us the force of connection, participation, closeness, love, I'm not even talking about that. But suppose, consideration, let's say, if we'll develop it, then it will influence the rest of the world for the better, that the world will not need neither blows, viruses, or other blows, that all in all, these blows are really standing in line in order to come to humanity and to make us make a U-turn the hard way. There are harsh times ahead unless we accept or look at these blows correctly. We have to develop further and further connection all the time to explain, and we in Bnei Baruch too, accordingly, need to exert serious forces in order to correctly build the intention between ourselves and in our attitude toward the Creator. We see in India that there are very rich people and very poor people. You also were there and you saw that it's there. large gaps. The question is, now, because things are really bad there, no medicine, people can't get vaccinated, now there's a feeling there that we're all the same, equal. Everyone is in the same situation, everyone's sitting at home. Can we say that the corona is doing good to the world? Eventually, sure, there's no bad without good, and every blow eventually cures. But it's better for us to be cured by good chassadim, mercy, and not bad chassadim. Meaning, I can reach a good state without blows on the way. Let's do it that way. Therefore, I think that the whole world, all of humanity deserves to get a remedy called love of others. As a result of the nation of Israel establishing love of others, and then the entire world will get the true remedy and all the problems and viruses will leave the world.
רב, עכשיו אני רוצה לשאול אותך משהו שהבעיה של הודו וגם של העולם.
The problem of India and the world isn't really the coronavirus. We see that every day. In India, for example, 5,000 people die because there's no food. Now there's corona, everyone cares for each other. You see the problems of all the countries. But the problem is more internal. We see that you say that everything depends on us, that we have to connect, that we have to work on it. But the state of Israel doesn't see that yet. Why? Why don't we see that it is our responsibility? You're right that it all depends on us, but we don't want to see it and we don't want to accept it upon ourselves because it's obligating. And why draw upon myself different bad relations that'll come and they'll say that we're doing wrong. It's better for the nation and for the country to say, hey, it's not us. Where do you see that it's us? And this way that they can hide. But eventually the time will come where we can no longer hide. Even though that there's no proof, corporeally wise, in this world, that we are capable of causing good or harm to the world, but, you know, this is just things that people say.
But
because we don't explicitly see it, then the world is full of suffering and there is no remedy. I don't know what to do. I'm just trying, through my students, to influence reality and that these forces will spread from them to the rest of the world. The main thing is that if we, in our group, that we will reach a state where in us there will be the concentration of the good forces of love, a place for the dwelling of the Creator in our spiritual connection, also projection of that into our corporeal connection, then in our corporeal framework of relations, by that we'll connect to the rest of the world too, and then the rest of the world will start feeling how they're receiving from us through us, from above, through the spiritual connection between us, of in order to bestow a connection of love in Bnei Baruch, how they receive the upper force from above, the Creator that exists in us, and how afterwards it comes down from the spiritual to the corporeal level, our connection. And through the corporeal degree, we connect to the rest of the nations of the world, to everyone, and we will be as the conduit of the upper force to the rest of the world. As it's written in our sources.
Norma, תשאלי את השאלות שרצית בהמשך, לודו.
אנחנו ראינו שבגל השני דווקא קיבלו.
We saw that during the second wave, they got a stronger blow in India. During the first wave, relatively, it went by without, you know, strong turbulences, too strong turbulences. Why is there need for a second wave? Nature is teaching us systematically what we did not learn during the first wave. Then now comes a second and third wave. We also don't understand these waves. We think that these waves are teaching us how to protect ourselves, keep our distance, sit at home. It's not correct. Us sitting at home isn't correcting nature. Correcting nature is that we come closer to each other internally. We didn't see that. We simply see that there is the repetition of all the previous problems, but in a different way, that we understand more, feel more, that we're more aware. Also depending where, not all around the world, but in each and every nation, it happens differently. That's how nature corrects us.
Norma.
כן, אפידמיולוגיה. מי שמתעסק, כן, באפידמיולוגיה, אומרים שלא יהיה.
Epidemiologists say that.
כן. חיסון כללי של כל האנושות.
Until all of mankind will be immune, that if it won't be something general in mankind, there won't be any particular vaccines, personal vaccines. So what you're saying exactly connects to the fact that nature sees us integrally. Of course, nature will force us to discover that we're all interconnected, and until we'll feel that we're really one mankind, one group, one family, such things might not stop. Or maybe on the way, nature has different other viruses and illnesses, but nature, one way or another, will force us to feel that we're interdependent, that until I care for some Hindu person somewhere out there, I too cannot be healthy. But that we're all interdependent. We will discover that these viruses, they don't pass through airplanes, and that it's not that people pass these viruses from place to place, but it's in the air, that it comes in waves. Because all of nature, it's waves. It's not that there are certain germs here. These are all waves, that this is how they influence each other. And these waves, we can discover these waves as waves that are physical, or that we will discover later on that these are waves of desires that roam everywhere in nature, and this is how they affect each other. And to correct the waves of these desires is something that we can do only by the upper light. That will have good mutual influence. Otherwise, this influence, you know, I influence the other side of the world regardless of time or space, and others influence me the same way. So if I think To the benefit of others, I'm like behind a shield, a screen, and if I don't think that, I become the force of evil. And also, I become the object of all of these bad waves. These are all thoughts. Recently on the Kabbalah lessons, we're talking about intention, the intention with which we have to come out now. We have to go back to the morning lesson. I really repeat the morning lesson. I can't go there again. I don't have the strength to do it now. But really, it's the most important thing. Most important thing to understand that everything's related to man's thought, not to his corporeal actions, but thought, the measure to which it accompanies a certain action and even doesn't, but everything is scrutinized in thought. So let's hope that we will work in such a way and also write about it to mankind for them to understand that the real remedy is thought. Good thoughts of people about people is the cure, the vaccine, the disinfection, the best possible disinfection. Anyone else? Just thank you. And I thank you too. It's all thanks to you. Especially Dudi, Akoka, they're preparing these materials. Thank you from everyone. All the best.